You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. A more precise take on precision in striking. Or, why you don't want your collisions to be perfectly inelastic. In the last episode, I described three ways that speed is important for effective striking. Even at your best speed, however, you will lose a lot of the effectiveness of your strike if you are not also paying attention to the precision of your strike. The word precision here refers to a combination of factors. First is a well-developed understanding of anatomy. Second is learning to strike accurately at the target you select. Third is the angle of your striking limb at the moment of impact. Fourth is the depth of penetration through the surface of the opponent's body. And fifth is positioning yourself at the proper distance from the opponent to achieve the proper angle and penetration. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to limit the scope to straight punching only. By the way, straight striking is fascinating in and of itself. Like developing critical thinking skills, developing the ability to deliver linear strikes is completely unnatural, yet well worth the time and effort that it takes. It would be easy if our arms and legs telescoped like radio antennae in order to extend along beautiful, perfect straight lines to the target. What actually happens is much more complicated. Leaving aside the actions of the lower body, which are important, I'll confine my description to the motion of the upper body. Your arm and shoulders are configured a bit like the kung fu weapon called the three-sectional staff. This weapon looks essentially like three roughly 30-inch sticks connected end to end by lengths of chain. One of the sticks is like your forearm and hand. The next, your upper arm, and the third, the width of your shoulders. When you're in your fighting stance and your hands are arranged in guard position, these three sticks are essentially folded up. But as you execute a straight punch, they extend into what is very nearly a straight line. Doing this well is harder than it sounds. If from your guard position you were to only straighten your elbow and not move any other joints, your fist would drop down next to your thigh. If you only flexed your shoulder without straightening the elbow, your hand would come up next to your ear as if you were on the phone. But if you straighten both of these joints at the same time in just the right way, you'll be rewarded with a beautiful straight punch. Now, add in the simultaneous rotation of your trunk, and you have quite a set of movements to coordinate. What you're doing is calculus without paper. You are coordinating the rate of change of the angles of three joints simultaneously. Not to mention doing it at fighting speed. When the skeletal segments snap out and line up correctly, they act efficiently in conjunction with the rest of your body's structure to relay the kinetic energy of your strike into the target, and to resist the ill effects of the kinetic energy feeding back from the target into you. Okay, now that we've got you throwing a nice straight punch, we need to aim it correctly. This means two things. We pick a part of the opponent's body to strike, ideally using our knowledge of anatomy to pick a nice sensitive spot, and second, aim the punch at the optimal angle. This is because most anatomical targets lie beneath the surface of the opponent's body, and usually near the vertical midline of the body. The human body is shaped roughly like a heavy punching bag, a bit cylindrical. When you are straight punching a heavy bag, if the line of your punching arm is not aimed at the vertical center line of the bag, your punch will cause the bag to spin. The kinetic energy that makes the bag spin is stolen uselessly away from your strike. In addition, punching off center like this is dangerous for your punching arm, especially your wrist. Most heavy bags are designed to spin freely, to help you see when you have made this mistake. If, however, your straight punch strikes directly along the vertical center line of the bag, you will have wasted none of the kinetic energy by making it spin. That leaves more kinetic energy for doing damage. In the technical language of the physics of collisions, when you strike off center, you have changed a nice simple collision in one dimension into a much more mathematically complicated collision in two dimensions. That brings vectors and all kinds of weird complicating factors into the equation. Okay, now we have a nice straight punch aimed directly at the long axis of the opponent's body. The next component of precision is really interesting: the proper depth of penetration into the target. In the last podcast, I used the physics of collision to describe what happens when you strike an object. One way that a human striking a target is different from a collision is that the striking part of your body, in this case your fist, is attached to the rest of your body. Well, that is unless there's something really wrong with you. That brings in a few complications compared to what happens when two billiard balls collide. This attachment gives you the ability to, among many other things, retract your punching arm at any point, before, during, or after contacting the target. Since you have the ability to retract your punching arm, you must consider how deeply into the target you wish your punch to penetrate before retracting. Now comes the important part. Listen carefully. There is a best or optimal depth of penetration for any strike. To better understand this, let's think for a moment about a punch that you do not retract. Like throwing a ball, you fire it and let it go. The kinetic energy of the punch will transfer into the target very quickly after contact. After that, if the target is light enough, it will fly away, leaving your punching arm behind. If, however, the target is heavy enough, your fist and the target will stick together as your punch slows down to become a push. This type of collision, in which the two colliding bodies stick together and continue moving as one mass, is called by physicists a perfectly inelastic collision. Now, is that a cool bit of scientific jargon or what? Perfectly inelastic collision. That should be the title of my first CD. Whatever physicists call it, martial artists should recognize it as a colossal waste of time and energy, neither of which is easy to come by in a fight. All of the fast-moving, destructive energy of the punch is relayed into the target in the first few hundredths of a second after impact. There's usually zero benefit in staying in contact with the target after that. So developing the skill to retract your punch quickly and at precisely the right moment is a very important skill. In the time it takes to do three wasteful pushing punches, you can get off five efficient, sharply retracting punches. All of the additional pushing energy is wasted, rapidly emptying your fuel tank. It's also possible, but less common, for the martial artist to retract his or her punch too soon, before penetrating deeply enough so that all the kinetic energy is transferred into the target. Needless to say, this type of striking does little damage. It does, however, serve a purpose in a more advanced game, but that can wait for a future episode. So if you have chosen a good anatomical target, are punching fast and accurately, and at the best angle, how do you know how deeply to penetrate to get the most out of your punch before quickly retracting? The answer is, I don't know. Sorry. You're going to have to learn that yourself from training and hard experience. I can give you advice on how to learn it as fast as possible, though. The best depth of penetration will vary from person to person and from target to target. Once you get a good feel for how much kinetic energy your punch generates, especially if it's consistent, you have a handle on one of the two variables. The more kinetic energy your punch generates, the deeper you can penetrate into the target before your punch becomes a push. A full power sidekick can bite much deeper than a left jab can. The other variable is trickier. It is the amount of compressibility of the material of the target. When you punch a heavy bag with decent power, your punch should make a momentary indentation or crater in the surface of the bag. That's because the bag is made of material that compresses fairly easily. Harder materials like wood or concrete are much more resistant to compression. And of course, no one is surprised when your punch doesn't make a dent in them. If your punch can make a dent in one of these materials, we need to talk. When you're punching something made of softer material, like a human body or a heavy bag, the compressibility allows you to bite deeper with your punch. The more compressible or softer the target, the deeper you have to penetrate to get the full effect of the kinetic energy of your punch. It's still possible, however, when punching a soft target, to penetrate too deeply, converting your punch once again into a push. You may have noticed that I've been using the word bite to describe the satisfying feeling of a good punch. When punching a soft target, I don't feel the punch bite unless I penetrate sufficiently deeply. Much of the feel of this bite is the other flow of kinetic energy back up my arm from the collision of my fist with the target. This is the best feedback mechanism of which I know to help you develop your feel for the proper depth of penetration. Try it yourself. Punch a heavy bag with a punch that only penetrates about a quarter inch into the target before you retract your punch. You should hear an audible tap as you strike, but you will not feel the satisfying impact against your fist, which you would come to expect from a solidly delivered punch. The trick is to penetrate the target as deeply as possible with a fast punch, without converting the end of the punch into a push. Experiment with targets of various compressibility and mass, but remember, safety first. Don't hurt yourself. Finally, especially with straight punching, it's very important to learn the proper range or distance from the target. It's easy to tell when you're too far away. Your punch simply doesn't contact the target. What can be more difficult is to determine when you are too close to the target. In that case, you can still strike it, sometimes with a fairly decent amount of power, but it's important to be at the optimal distance, because by far the best damage results towards the end of the lockout of a straight punch. So you not only want to be able to pick the right target on the opponent's body, punch at precisely the correct angle, at precisely the correct speed, with the precisely correct depth of penetration, you also want to be able to stand at precisely the right distance to wring the greatest amount of kinetic energy out of your punch. Now that's what I call precision. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.